Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are stories to start your day on this Tuesday morning. Vail Mines hit with several seismic events over the weekend. Vail has confirmed that several seismic events occurred at its mines over the weekend. A spokesperson for the company said, number of seismic events occurred at Creighton Mine from 11:55 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Saturday, ranging in magnitude from 1.5 to 3.0. Seismicity was also detected at Garson Mine on Sunday at roughly 2:17 p.m., measuring 3.1 in magnitude. Earthquakes Canada has also confirmed the Sunday shake, although the agency said it measured at 2.8 magnitude. The events may have been felt by some residents in the community, said the Vail spokesperson, Jeffrey Lewis. No one was injured during the events and we immediately implemented our internal seismic response protocol to ensure the safety of our workforce. Operations will ramp up following inspection and as seismicity returns to background levels. Read the full story here. Survey says Greater Sudburyans want roads prioritized. The municipal services Greater Sudburyans consider the most important are winter maintenance, road maintenance, water, wastewater and emergency services. This, according to the results of a recent online survey which concluded as city administrators prepared their proposed 2023 budget to kick off city council deliberations. A public survey was available for people to respond to online at overtou.greatersudbury.ca from November 1 to December 6, during which 2,800 visits were recorded, compared to 841 for the 2022 budget. Paper surveys were also made available during this time frame, and people were also able to complete the survey by phone by calling 311. Contributors completed 872 surveys, a jump from the 291 completed for the 2022 budget, and 27 contributors posted 71 written ideas in the survey's open concept area. Of respondents, 97% identified primarily as homeowners or renters, 3% identified as business owners and 0.5% said they lived out of town but work or own property in Greater Sudbury. Respondents were fairly evenly distributed between the 12 wards. Read the full story here. Wolves fall 2-1 to Battalion in tight game. The Sudbury Wolves traveled to North Bay for a 2 p.m. tilt on Sunday and wound up coming home with their tail between their legs. Far from a blowout, the low-scoring game saw only 3 markers notched over the course of 3 periods. North Bay outshot Sudbury by 13, logging 34 shots on pack netminder Kevin Brassard, while Sudbury hit the battalion's Dom de Vincentes with 21 shots. On the power play, neither team was able to capitalize, though Sudbury's performance was slightly better in that they killed 4 penalties compared to North Bay's 2. In terms of face-off wins, the team were pretty equally matched with North Bay winning 31 and Sudbury winning 28. The loss drops Sudbury's record to 1-7-1-9-3-2, good enough for 8th in the OHL's Eastern Conference and 16th overall. The win improves North Bay's record to 30-11-1-1, which puts them in second place in the Eastern Conference and also second overall in the OHL. Read the full story here. Cubs damn the Rapids with a big 6-0 road win. A couple of goals from Billy Biederman and a goal and a couple of assists from newcomer Caden Laverdier propelled the Greater Sudbury Cubs to a 6-0 victory over the French River Rapids on January 22. The win improves the Cubs' record to a league-best 33-6-2-0, which give them 68 points on the season and sees them continuing to lead the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League, ahead of the Timmins Rock and Hearst Lumberjacks. The loss drops the Rapids' record to 6-3-1-1-1. The win also helps ensure the Cubs remain ranked by the Canadian Junior Hockey League as the 7th best club in the nation. The Cubs are back in action at home on January 26 against the Sioux Eagles. The puck drops at 7:05 p.m. at the Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex. Then, Greater Sudbury hits the road to take on the Sioux Thunderbirds at the John Rhodes Community Centre on January 28. Game time is 7:05 p.m. Read the full story here. Ramsey Lake Skate Path is open for the season. The Ramsey Lake Skating Path is open for the season, the City of Greater Sudbury announced Monday. The path's hours of operation are Monday to Friday from 4 to 8 p.m., Saturdays from noon to 8 p.m. and Sundays from noon to 6 p.m. The Ramsey Lake Skate Patrol will be available for assistance during hours of operation. The path is for skating only. Hockey, ringette and shinny are not permitted. The path is approximately 1.5 kilometers long, from the Sudbury Canoe Club at the corner of Elizabeth Street and McNaughton Terrace to Science North, with an extension to the Northern Water Sports Center. The Ramsey Lake Skate Patrol will be available to provide assistance during the hours of operation. Due to weather fluctuations, hours of operation may change without notice. Photos. Sudburyans celebrate Lunar New Year among the red lanterns of Lunar New Year on January 21 at the Parkside Center. Sudbury.com reporter Jenny Lamothe was an invited guest of the Chinese Heritage Association of Northern Ontario, CHANO, here to enjoy the performance and the feast. CHANO has been a part of the Sudbury landscape since 1998, and became a registered non-profit last year. Chinese New Year, or Lunar New Year, is based on the moon calendar. A lunar month is the time between the new moon and the full moon. In 2023, January 21 is the eve of the January 22 New Year's Day. Legends tell of the monster, Nian, who would attack villages on Lunar New Year's Eve until one man, a mysterious stranger, arrived and survived an attack by the monster, and the village was left untouched. When asked how, the man told the village he scared Nian away by hanging red banners on the door, wearing red and lighting firecrackers, traditions that continue today, and especially in the decorations at the Parkside Older Adult Center. That, and it was so filled with guests they almost ran out of room. We only expected 100 or so, said Liu, and now we have 240, only 10 less than the room allows. Read the full story here. A few flurries possible in today's forecast. Expect a mix of sun and cloud for your Tuesday with a high of minus 8. There is a 30% chance of flurries early this morning. The wind will be northerly at 20 km per hour, so anticipate a wind chill of minus 13 in the morning and minus 18 in the afternoon. The UV index today is 1, or low. Tonight, expect the skies to clear and the temperature to dip to minus 15.